Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tommy Tucker, I will be here until 10 o'clock. Noel's going to join us at some point as we continue to talk about this extraordinary snowfall that occurred. And I want to work your phone calls in, if I can, in between guests at 504-260-1870 to tell me how you spent today. And let's kind of share the experience together. I hope you got out and enjoyed it with your kids. I went out a couple of different times and walked around as the day progressed, and the last time was about a half an hour ago, and I'm no expert, but from what I walked in, from what I saw on the street, I think we're going to have trouble tomorrow morning. Scott Adams joins us now, Chief of Staff for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, or as it's otherwise known, GOSEP. How you doing, Scott?
Great, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Let me tell you something. First off, kudos to you guys, because I got to tell you, it seems like it was as bad as everybody thought it was going to be, if not worse. So it does go to preparation is the key, right? If you fail a plan, you plan to fail?
Absolutely, Tommy. We've been planning for 8 days with the governor's guidance, and we were ready for this, and we'll continue to be ready to help the citizens of Louisiana.
So what is the situation with the snow as it stands now? Has it stopped falling completely? I know somebody in Metairie, they told me that it stopped falling, but a half an hour ago when I was outside downtown, it was still coming down.
Now, we're seeing still, we expect snowfall through the evening in small amounts, but we're really focused on urging residents to stay off the roadways.
The thing I was talking about earlier about tomorrow, and that's what I want to kind of go into, Scott, with the traffic and the roads that are closed, et cetera. I know, I guess that's the state police that decides that if it's a state highway, and in conjunction with you all and the local governments, if it's local roadways, right?
That's correct. But you can expect with the plunging temperatures we're going to have tonight and into tomorrow, with bitterly cold temperatures, those roadways are probably going to stay closed for the time being.
I know I was seeing where the cars had passed just on Poydras Street, how it was getting smashed, and in some cases ice was forming, and driving through snow is bad enough. Ice, another thing, and I would believe that's your bigger concern now?
It is. Certainly, snow is one thing, but ice is another, and it's just absolutely treacherous to drive in. And state police worked 50 accidents today by 3 p.m., and most of them were non-essential travel. So we're really urging residents just to stay off the roads until this clears up.
What about different parts of the state? Who was the hardest hit? Do you know as of yet?
Yeah, it's looking like we were in southeast Louisiana. Certainly, Lake Charles and Lafayette got significant snowfall, but the big concentration seems to be in southeast Louisiana.
Tell me about our plans with Arkansas, because my kid lives in Ruston and saw the snowplows and machinery coming down and told me they were headed south, and sure enough, they were. Where did the idea come from to borrow these things from Arkansas and also to pick their brains? I heard Jacques earlier with Newell talking about how there was kind of like an exchange, I guess, of ideas about things that Louisiana did during evacuations and hurricanes and so forth that Arkansas learned from, and things that Arkansas did during snowstorms that we learned from, right?
Yeah, this is strictly all on Governor Huckabee Sanders that volunteered the equipment, the knowledge, the know-how, and it started the exchange of ideas with Governor Landry.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
It was Governor Sanders in Arkansas started this whole process of volunteering the equipment, the know-how, and the expertise to Governor Landry to facilitate clearing the roads for us here in Louisiana.
So she saw the storm coming through and said, you guys will not be prepared for this, maybe, so let's offer this? That's the way it played out?
Well, I don't know. You won't be prepared, but we can certainly assist you.
I didn't mean to put it that way, but you understand what I'm saying, where they had more experience than we do.
Right. And this is a once-in-a-generational event for us in South Louisiana. So any assistance we got from Arkansas was greatly appreciated.
Tell me about the way this plan is playing out with the salting and the brine and the plowing. How much plowing are y'all doing?
The LOTD, DOTD is maintaining critical infrastructure, roadways, and that is Airline Highway, Highway 190, and LA-1, so that there is a traffic corridor to move east and west and north and south. They are continuing to plow. Brining operations went on yesterday, and they're still continuing to plow and salt the roads.
When it comes to the roads that they are brining and salting, where's the most of the activity happening? Because people are wondering, I guess, about the Crescent City Connection and the UEP Long Bridge and those kind of things. Is that a problem of plowing first to get the snow off, then from there you brine? Take me through that process, please.
Brine first, then plow, then salt. But they're working on the elevated roadways are going to be problematic due to the bitter cold and the snow. So they're maintaining roadways that aren't elevated, like US 61, 190, and LA-1.
What would you like people to know, and as we go from a snow event to the next stage, what is your primary concern?
Encourage citizens to use virtual.louisiana.gov for outage information and road closures, as well as our Get a Game Plan app that shows warming center locations. Certainly, heater safety is paramount. And the final thing we do is check on your neighbors, family, and friends. We're going to have bitter cold temperatures the next 48 hours, and please stay at home.
All right. Any way that you think we would get back, any time frame on when we would kind of get back to somewhat normal with traffic and everything else? We're talking timeline of maybe Thursday morning, Wednesday afternoon?
I'm thinking Thursday. It's kind of the guidance we've been given that kind of Thursday we can expect clearing and normalcy on Friday.
So when it comes to thawing, roadways being open and everything else, I guess an easier way to put it would be if where you are now is pretty much where you're going to be until Thursday morning, accurate?
I think so, yes. That's all indications are pointing that way.
So don't drive until Thursday unless you absolutely have to, and then it's going to be very treacherous, accurate?
Absolutely.
And again, when it comes to fires or anything else, have you heard anything around the state about people getting in trouble with fireplaces, space heaters, anything like that?
I'm aware of three reports of fires that have come as the result of improper space heater usage.
And recap that if you can. I know we say it over and over, and I know I've learned, Scott, that by the time I'm tired of saying things over and over, people are just starting to get it. So just a recap on space heater safety, fireplace safety, as it turns cold now, the story turns to cold, to keep people from endangering themselves. Also, carbon monoxide if they attempt to use the stove or the oven to heat their home.
Number one, don't use a stove or an oven to heat your house. Number two, with heater safety, keep it 3 feet away from any combustible item like blankets or bedding or furniture. Plug the heater directly into the wall and not an extension cord or circuit breaker. And please don't leave them on when you go to bed or leave the room. Turn it off. As well as fireplaces, don't leave them unattended. We had one incident in Louisiana where it had a fire because the fireplace hadn't been used in 20 years, and they burnt trash in the fireplace, and the house caught on fire. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't used your fireplace in a long time, please don't use it. And with anything, any fire in your house, like a fireplace, don't go to bed with it still burning.
Tell me about power outages. Any problem with that around the state, or is that the next shoe to drop with this?
I checked right before we came on air. In Louisiana, we have 4,200 without power, which is amazing considering the weather events that we're going through. It's always a concern when snow turns to ice that it could potentially threaten electrical systems throughout the state. But right now, we're holding our own. We have 12 water system outages throughout the state. And again, that's remarkable considering the weather event that we've had. 18 boil advisories, and I know the boil advisory in the New Orleans area has been lifted.
Thank you. Any final thoughts, Scott?
Check your neighbors and stay home.
There you go. And don't plan on going anywhere till Thursday. Thank you, Scott Adams, Chief of Staff for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. I know you guys have been working. And I think the governmental agencies have done a pretty good job on this. I know some people were texting beforehand saying, Chicken Little, the sky is falling and everything else. And, well, the sky was falling in form of snow 8 inches in some area. And I was walking around. And to try to work some phone calls in tonight while we're on at 504-260-1870. I was walking around Poydras Street, talked to a couple from Chicago, and we were comparing and contrasting the cold. I'd like to know how you spent the day, if you spent it with your kids or neighbors. And just give me a recount so we can share a rehash of what happened so we can kind of share this experience together communally on the air. That's kind of what we do. And as far as the safety conditions, we're going to check with parish officials like we just did with Scott Adams, Chief of Staff for GOSEP, about the information you need to know. But I'd like to make this kind of like a friendly conversation as well tonight. And we will take your calls. We don't normally have time for that, but we do now. And just tell us how you spent the day. The other thing I was wondering about is if you've traveled and you are out today, is it really a different kind of cold in New Orleans than it is in other places? Because I've not traveled extensively, but I have gone on a skiing trip or two to Colorado, and I've walked around D.C. when everything was frozen. But to me, that didn't compare with what happened today. Today was just insanely cold, like nothing I've ever experienced before. So give me a call, if you will, at 504-260-1870. If you lived in other areas, what's it like dealing with this for a lot of the summer, a lot of the winter time? And is it really different cold here than it is in other places? Because this is the coldest I've ever been in my life. And even if you've not traveled extensively and you just live here, I'd like to know if today was the coldest day you've ever experienced. 504-260-1870. Let's shoot the breeze. Can't travel anywhere. Can't drive anywhere. May as well get together as a community here on WWL. 621, let's look at traffic. All right, Tommy Tucker here, excited to share this historic moment in New Orleans history. I want you all to call it, 504-260-1870. I want to hear how you spent the day. Dave Cohen joins us now to talk about some stuff. But, you know, Dave, this is something that doesn't happen ever, and you don't know when it's going to happen again. That's the other thing I would ask people. Would you want this to happen again or not? It's an interesting question because I would say no.
No, yeah.
It was nice for a while, but yeah. I would say no. Anyway, you got some information about snowplows in the city?
Yeah, so there was this great concern because the city of New Orleans, once this became clear we were having this event, has been looking for snowplows. And Colin Arnold, the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, said earlier today they just couldn't find them. Mm. No one had them. The state was able to secure a handful out of Arkansas to help with keeping vital roads cleared, but not enough to really do what needs to be done. But nonetheless, within the last couple of hours, Colin Arnold says that a company out of Indiana reached out, said, we've got 14 plows, we can bring them down. So they've signed an emergency contract paying them $160,000 for 24 hours of plowing services, giving them hotel rooms and feeding them. Mm-hmm. And they're making their way here. And, you know, since we're not expecting any significant melting until Thursday, and we've got 10 inches of snow and where the drifts are, we've got 2-3 feet of snow.
The drifts are crazy. Walking around, I can tell you the drifts are crazy.
I just got in from walking down the street and talking to some people outside, and I walked through a drift up to my waist.
Yeah. It's crazy. It really is. If you get where the street is low and the gutter, people, if you've not been outside and it's CBD, you can go down to your waist. It's crazy.
Yeah, and across the region, we have drifts like that. So if you can't see where the shoulder of the road in the ditch end or meet, and that's another reason not to be out. But the bottom line is they've got 14 plows on the way now, which is good because there wasn't a single plow. I mean, how do you remove snow without plows?
Right.
You don't.
Slowly.
Shovels. So 14 plows are on the way. And the city is hoping that that will help get major thoroughfares cleaned up as soon as they get here. It wasn't clear exactly when they'd get here because it's not just New Orleans and Louisiana dealing with this. The snow has fallen across the Deep South, so they've got to navigate their way here. But once they get here, they're going to get right to work and start clearing out as much as they can. And so we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, just talked to some tourists who had no expectation of being in New Orleans today and have no idea when they'll get to leave because
– Where are they from?
That's a good question.
Because I met some people on a street from Chicago, and I asked them to call in because they were headed to the quarter. And they were telling me we were comparing and contrasting the cold in Chicago and not.
So this guy's from San Diego. One guy I just talked to was from San Diego because I asked him if he had ever dealt with
snow. Same story. They were stuck here. They didn't expect it. They were stuck here because the plane can't leave.
Right.
Which brings us to de-icing equipment.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently, the airlines say that New Orleans International, there is de-icing equipment here in New Orleans, but no one currently working here knows how to operate it because they use it so rarely that they didn't feel confident that they would be able to do that. There were also questions about clearing out taxiways and runways and visibilities and other issues.
Wait, just de-icing planes or runways?
This is for de-icing the planes.
Well, you want to get that right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So they just felt it better. So, yep. So we don't know when flights will resume at the airport. We don't know when bridges and roads will be open. But we do know that at least there are plans now to have some plows in the city of New Orleans to supplement those from the state of Louisiana and hopefully get some things cleared out sooner than later.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Mike Cooper joins us now, the president of St. Tammany Parish. Talk about what's going on there. How you doing, Coop?
I'm doing great. It feels like 6:30 in the morning, though.
Yeah.
When I usually talk to you, Tommy.
Yeah, it's odd. I gotta catch myself too because it's 6 to 10 the time we're on. Dave Cohen's here, the time we're usually on, but it's not an evening. Tell me what kind of day it's been in St. Tammany Parish.
Well, it was a beautiful day. We had a beautiful day of of snow falling across our parish. I recorded 8 to 10 inches. I kept measuring, and it was a powdery snow. Mm-hmm. I went out and cleaned my windshield and my wife's windshield off so that I won't have 10 inches stuck to the windshield in the morning. But it was a beautiful day. Our citizens heeded our warnings for the most part and stayed off of our local roadways, our local highways. There were a few accidents reported on I-12 that were immediately responded to by Sheriff's Office and Troop L. But for the most part, we minimized in power outages. And those outages with CLECO and Washington St. Tammany were immediately responded to by their companies. So we're in pretty good shape over here as hopefully we see some sunshine and some melting tomorrow.
Yeah, is the snow stopped in St. Tammany now, as far as you know, or where you are?
Yes, it has cleared through several hours ago. It has cleared through and moved east, and we're now at a posture to start cleaning up tomorrow to the extent that we can.
So that's what I wanted to ask you. What is the next step in this as far as getting roads open? I don't know if anything's even open in St. Tammany Parish at all that people can go to, but the advice that we got from the GOSEP chief of staff just now was really where you are is pretty much where you're going to be until Thursday morning. Is that pretty much a thought process in St. Tammany?
That's correct. Schools are closed. Government offices are closed. Of course, government employees are working, essential personnel. You know, hospital ERs are open. However, physician offices are closed. Other professional offices are closed. So we're urging people to, again, stay off the roadways while the ice and ice subsides and is able to be moved off the highway or melted off of the highway. But they're still going to be slick. The roadways, driveways, sidewalks, outside steps and stairs, they're going to be slick with ice because tonight we're going to experience much colder temperatures than we had last night.
Yeah, the sun's going to come out a little bit tomorrow, but it's not going to get above freezing until noon. At least that's what the forecast is saying. As far as low temperatures tonight, you're talking 17, 16, 15 degrees around 5 a.m. Real quick, Coop, when it comes to people running water, water pressure, what's the next step in this? Are you concerned with as the temperature goes up, people start finding broken pipes, and then you got water pressure issues? Tell me what you're planning for next.
Well, again, that's a balance. You know, we encourage our citizens to, if they want to protect their pipes and plumbing, to run a thin, very thin trickle of water at the furthest location from the water meter to keep that water running. While we want to make sure that we do not overburden our supply, our water supplies and our municipal water systems, our public and private water systems that serve so many neighborhoods. So there is a balance, but tonight we'll continue, as I do in my home, I have a raised home, we'll continue to run the water in a trickle.
Stay where you are, stay put, it'll be over with by Thursday. Thank you, Mike Cooper. Any final thoughts?
We appreciate the call. Again, we thank our citizens for heeding the warnings and precautions and enjoying the day. And stay put tomorrow morning and during the day tomorrow as schools are out and government offices are closed. And we hope to get back towards the end of the week.
Be a nice day to get out and play in the snow with your kids. Thank you, Mike Cooper. Paul has called in. Paul, are you in Michigan or from Michigan? Hey,
I'm from New Orleans, but I live in Michigan now.
Okay, but tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we're at a balmy 8 degrees right now. It was 2 below yesterday at this time.
Go ahead. No, I want to hear
go
you.
Go ahead.
I hear myself
right.
every day.
When I was 19, yeah, I listen to you sometimes. Okay. When I was 19, I moved to Michigan. I'm sorry, moved to Montana. Mm-hmm. Moved to Missoula, Montana, and met an old guy. And he told me the coldest he ever been in his life was in New Orleans. And the guy that just moved to Montana from New Orleans, that just didn't make any sense at all to me. And he went down for Mardi Gras, thought he was heading to the tropics. He said it was 33 degrees. Wind was blowing. It was 100% humidity and it was raining. And he'd never been so miserably cold in all of his life. Looking back on it, I can understand. It was the humidity and
so do you
not
still,
for the conditions.
Do you still feel that way in Michigan? Are you, have you ever been colder in New Orleans than you've been in Michigan or not?
I had to work outside in 50 below wind chills up here.
Wow. That's kind of hard to beat.
I don't know. But, you know, being out in the rain, fishing in the high 30s and windy, and it's probably equally as cold.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick before we let you go. How do y'all deal with this every day? Yeah. What do you do? How can you, you know, because it's like we knew this was coming. We anticipated it. They planned for a couple of days. Then it happened, and it was like, okay, it was nice. Okay, it can stop now. Finally, it did stop. Everybody's going to be where they are until Thursday morning. I guess y'all are more prepared for this, but what do you do every day when it's like this?
Well, first of all, you never have tires that are lacking in good tread, okay, especially coming into the season. We're dressed for it, and it lasts. It's kind of like New Orleans summers. And whenever anybody in February says, why do we still live here? I'm always reminding them, April, May, June, July, August, September, and most of October.
It's a trade-off.
There's some beautiful summers, just like, yeah, it is, wherever you live, yeah.
Hey, thank exactly. you, Paul. Appreciate the call. You got us online or on the air? I'm just curious, because at night the skip comes
I'm streaming.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Paul from Michigan, 504-260-1870. I want to take some calls here. Tell me about the snowfall, what you did today with your family. Did you have a good time? Did you make a snowman? Did you go out? Did you interact with your neighbors? And you heard Paul say that the guy from Montana say that New Orleans was the coldest he's ever been in his life. And I've heard a lot of people say that. My travel's been limited, like to some cold places. But, man, what I felt today was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. And the other question I have is, ideally, would you want this to happen again? 504-260-1870. We're friendly here. We'll talk to you, share some experiences together on WWL. 640, back in a flash on WWL as our snow coverage continues. Traffic, or what are we doing here? Regular break. Okay, we'll take a break and come back. Tommy Tucker, taking the snap from center until 10 o'clock. Noel's going to join us at some point. We're talking to parish officials. And I really do want to hear from y'all. I know a lot of y'all are not used to calling in at 504-260-1870. There's only so much TV you can watch. I don't know if you spent the day playing games, if you got outside. Did you see the best or the worst in people? I had on Poydras Street somebody, you know, and I was trying to avoid the snow drifts, just taking some pictures from way down the street, just leaning on the horn, not a little beep beep or anything like that, and cursed me out as they drove by, and it was a Texas plate. I don't mean to paint everybody with the same brush. I don't, but I did find that kind of strange. But tell me how you spent the day. What did you see people doing? Did you see the best or the worst in people? And ideally, would you want to see this again? Because I liked it. But after a couple of hours, I had enough of it. I think maybe like the snowfall we had on Christmas Day 2004, that would be more to my liking. But I know a lot of people did get out and have some fun. The only other problem I had was that it would seem like it was almost too cold to get out and have some fun while this was going on. But also, I'd like to hear from you at 504-260-1870. Fran Phoenix joins us now, communications strategist with Clico. How you doing, Fran?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. What did you spend your day doing today?
I've been doing interviews and getting updates and checking our outage map to give updates on the winter storm. So I've been working all day and trying to stay warm.
Did you have kids at home? They get out and play in it? Did you get some pictures from anybody?
My son, he's in high school. He's in 10th grade, so he did. He got out there and took some pictures, but I'm too old to play in the snow.
Oh, you're never too old to play in the snow, Fran. Come on. Although I got to tell you.
It was so pretty, though. It was pretty watching it.
And walking around.
It is cold.
It is
cold.
Walking around taking some pictures, I thought, you know what? This would be fun to play in for about 3 minutes. So maybe, I guess, when you're a kid, you look at it differently. Tell me about power outages with Clico.
So Right now, that's what I was doing before I connected with you. Our system at this time, we had earlier today at peak, the most that outages we've had, I guess, since this event was 1,500, but we're down significantly. That number has come down to 237 customers in St. Tammany. 235. Mm-hmm. So our whole system, we have 660 outages, and of those, 235 are in St. Tammany. The other 400 or so are in Evangeline Parish. So those southern parishes, that's where we're seeing the weather-related outages. But our crews are working. They've been responding to outages all day, and they will continue to work around the clock as long as it's safe, you know, taking into account visibility, the road conditions, and the wind. So, you know, we have to make safety a priority, but of course we're going to work to get those customers restored as soon as possible.
What is it that caused the outage, do you know? And that brings me to people driving around, and I heard somebody mention this earlier, it may have been you, I don't know, but that the other problem with people driving around is you're liable to run a utility pole, and not only is that dangerous to you, but you might knock out power to people that are minding their own business, doing what they're supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden they don't have power because you decide to go drive around.
Exactly. Not adhering to the direction of the authorities telling us to stay home. Hitting a pole can definitely cause an outage. But for the outages that we're seeing right now, specifically in St. Tammany, they're weather related. What's happening, you know, you have the accumulation of the ice or the snow that can cause the trees to become heavy. Mm-hmm. They break and fall onto power lines, and then that's what causes an outage. And, of course, you have crews that are driving there that physically have to go and inspect this outage and repair it. They are not able to move as quickly as they would during normal conditions because of the road. I've gotten alerts today where the authorities have stressed the importance of staying off the road because they are constantly having to respond to car accidents. You know, we don't know how to drive in icy conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to be very careful.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about, you know, Clico serves an area almost all the way up, I guess, to maybe two-thirds of the state. I guess there's some experience there when it comes to dealing with this kind of stuff and knowledge it shared with the workers from North Louisiana and now to Southeast and Southwest?
Yes, for sure. We serve about 300,000 customers. We have about 100,000 customers on the North Shore in your area. Mm-hmm. But we go all the way up north to Sabine and Parish, and then we serve Manny and Mansfield. But those areas didn't get these conditions.
Right.
This is really more central. It's Acadiana, that southern area, and then, of course, the North Shore. For us, it looks like the Acadiana and the North Shore, they got the brunt of the snow. And what's, you know, we need to be careful of or mindful of are the temperatures, because they're predicted or forecasted to be even in the teens tonight. And so then, you know, that if, like, the sun came out today here where I am, but then that starts to melt and it becomes ice. So it's just best to stay off of the highway. We're going to get to our customers for sure, because we prepare for storms year round. Mm-hmm. It could be a hurricane or tornado or just a weekday storm. We have to always be ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And so we keep our eyes on storms. We started monitoring this storm mid last week. And we got additional crews here, 500 additional line mechanics and vegetation contractors here to help us. They're, you know, spread out, because you don't know for sure what the end result's going to be, where the most, you have predictions and forecasts, but you don't really know who's going to be impacted the most. But as I said, we've been really blessed because 1,500 at peak today, that's what we've had, and we're down to 660. And of course, they're going to work those, you know, all night until we get those customers powered back on. But this event is not over. That's the important thing. It's not over. We're still going to be experiencing some really low temperatures. But I would say that CLECO has fared really well. And part of the reason we have fared so well is because of the preparations we've made, you know, making sure that our power plants are winterized, because we've dealt with ice storms before. Mm-hmm. In 2021, you know, we had two back-to-back ice storms after multiple hurricanes, Uri and Viola. So, you know, whereas snow is not normal for us, we have had some experience with icy conditions, but it does take longer sometimes to restore power in those situations. But again, we've invested in our system, and we believe that is why we're not experiencing widespread outages right now.
So let me ask you a dumb question, Fran. Unless
there's
you...
no such thing as a dumb question.
You know, I was hoping you would say that.
I can answer it.
I was hoping you would say that. Because I'm just thinking about, you know, as I was walking around, I'm wondering if as snow turns to ice, if it's going to be people that know physics are going to laugh at me right now. But I'm just wondering if, so the snow is sitting on a branch, right? If it freezes, does that make it any heavier to cause a branch to break? But then I also thought, as I overthink things like I always do, well, maybe because the branch is getting colder, or the branch is getting fatigued because of all the weight that's been sitting on it for longer, maybe it's more likely to break. I guess that's my long way of asking you, and you said earlier that the event is not over. What's the next shoe that you're waiting to fall on this, and what is CLECO looking for? Because you talked about it. I love that phrase. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, right?
Well, I was asked that earlier in an interview. We really believe our system is strong. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, we prepared for storms. We do this a year round. I know it sounds like I'm just being repetitive, but it really is true. And all of our employees have a storm assignment. This is my storm assignment. It's Tuesday at almost 7, and I'm working still. And we'll work around the clock until all of our customers have power. My coworker has an interview in the morning at 5:30 a.m. So that's my storm assignment. But there's somebody out there that is making sure we have the fuel that we need. Our crews are working and responding as they normally do, taking into account the conditions, and that is, you just can't get in the vehicle and just drive. We have specialized off-road vehicles and equipment to respond to these type storms. So in terms of what we expect our system to be secure, and we don't expect customers to have catastrophic.
You help me out next time, Fran, because I'm going to need it. Okay, you owe me one, because I will need it before the night's over, I guarantee you. No, so, but you can't.
I'm sure you're doing a lot of interviews.
Yeah,
I'm
you can't control branches, though, right? Or those kind of things that could fall on power
lines? We trim our system. We trim our trees, you know, and if we do that all year round and keep up our proper maintenance and our right of ways, then you don't have as many problems when you have outages. Trees are the number one for CLECO system. They cause more outages than anything else. Now, we do have things like animal interference, and we have people who accidentally run into our equipment, like hit a pole. Mm. But trees are the one thing that we have to battle the most. That's the challenge. But that's why we up our game when it comes to vegetation and clearing our right-of-ways. We're actually spending more money on our tree trimming right now, right as I speak. That's one of our initiatives right now, one of our projects, clearing and investing more. So when you invest more on the front end, then when storms come, you don't have as much to deal with.
You know why,
that's
Fran?
Part of staying ready.
Because if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So are you under the impression, is CLECO under the impression that the worst of this is over in terms of... Go ahead.
I can't say that emphatically. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a meteorologist, but I feel like based on where we are and the forecast and our preparedness, mainly because of our preparedness, that we believe our system, you know, I'm not saying we're not going to have any more outages.
Right.
You know,
You can't do that.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying, you're not anticipating like the next step is, okay, now branches start falling or anything like that.
No, we're not. We haven't been given an update on ice, but we do believe that overnight with the low temperatures that we're going to wake up tomorrow and still have snow, okay, you know, because it's frozen. And so we do have to take extra precautions. Now, will we wake up and have, you know, more outages? I don't know. We just have to monitor the system, and we will respond as they are reported or as we find them out. And so the point is, we're still going to work. We're still going to restore power. Things aren't bad on our system. We're not seeing widespread outages because we've done the work to prepare.
Yeah.
While we wait for this event to totally clear, we want our customers to be safe. Watch out for down power lines if you do see a tree on a power line, excuse me, on a tree. And if you're operating a portable generator, if you are one of the 200 that are without power, if you're operating a generator, make sure it's in a well-ventilated area, not inside your garage.
Fran, you are a delightful young lady. Get out and play in that snow, all right? If not tonight, tomorrow.
I'm going to try. If I break a bone, I can't work.
I can't predict everything. That's why, you know what? You got to stay ready. You got to stay ready. What is it? You got to stay ready, and you don't have to get ready. Thank you, Fran.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. I like
evening.
That you've taken my YouTube.
I love it. Thank you. I try to learn something from everybody. Let's take a break here. We'll be back. This is continuing coverage of the big snow event. 504-260-1870. Tell me your snow story. Everybody's got a story. I want to hear yours when we come back on WWL.